And so settling your body now. And as you do, there is a distinct sort of sinking down into the solid support beneath you that now begins to happen. Your body just begins to let go now. It's kind of been waiting for a while, and now the time is here. And it just begins to release and let go. And at the same time, paying attention to your breathing, just being appreciative of that breath of yours and having an awareness of it. That gentle movement in and out of your body. And in a moment, you might begin to notice a shift. A shift begins to occur, and when you do, if they haven't already, the eyes will close. In fact, with closed eyes now, let's take those three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Slowly and deeply as you begin to release at a deeper level now, letting go. These deeper breaths do signal that we're going within. And as your whole being begins to now sink even more deeply and comfortably down into the solid support beneath you, and as your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing begins to happen after those three big deep breaths, you just begin to allow for more clarity to occur from this experience today. You sort of give yourself that request that more clarity occurs from this experience today. And right now, settling into all of this, there's no more of the hubbub right now. This is some special time for you to be comfortable and calm and relaxed. This is the time where you get sort of drifted away. Drifted away so much that you can leave everything all behind you. And with leaving it all behind you, this is an altered state of time and space that allows you to be serene and comfortable and to experience despair. Despair gives renewed hope. Despair happens with this comfort and the serenity all around and all through. And even though you might experience a lot of goodness with activities and people and places that you might go around and be a part of, right now is the time to drift away. Move out of any crowd you may have been in. The time to go within. To become comfortably relaxed and easy with your normal, natural rhythm of breathing. just simply letting go. Letting go of it all. And as you now begin to turn your attention to drawing this comfortable calming all around and all through you, let yourself welcome it as it flows from toes in a kind of way that brings you comfort. Heels, ankles, calves, knees, right up and into thighs. Become aware of legs becoming more comfortably relaxed and at ease. A deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens and deepens with every breath. And this comforting, this relaxation begins to move up through hips, abs, solar plexus, each and every breath releasing, relaxing, and letting go. Each breath takes you deeper. The deeper you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. And the more comfortably relaxed you become, the deeper you go. And so this sensation continues moving up in a warm and nurturing way through the chest, into shoulders, muscles, tissues, fibers in the shoulders, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. As though to imagine healing hands placed on those shoulders, and all the burdens simply melt away. The warmth, the release, the letting go, the despair, each breath taking you deeper as you become even more open and receptive to more clarity that comes in this comfortable time, in this peaceful time that you're willing to embark on. And down through your upper arms, the lower arms, into hands and fingers, releasing. And let the release come right out through the ends of those fingertips into the universe, where they can no longer harm you or anyone else. Any negatives whatsoever, just flow right out those fingertips, giving you more room for positive experience, positive receptivity, positive thoughts, ideas, and images that help you to move forward. And so this comforting, this sensation continues swirling all around, wrapping you in a beautiful cocoon of comfort. And the relaxation sensation now continues moving across the upper back and down through the middle back and all the way down and down into the lower back area with each breath, releasing you now as deeper and deeper you go. Breathing in the positives, breathing out the negatives. Each breath continues to work for you as you continue comforting and calming, breathing in positives to the mind, relaxation to the body, and breathing out any negatives from the mind that remain, any tension or stress from the body. For your very own breath is associated to a positive flow. And with each breath, more and more comforting flows all around and all through. From that lower back area, now we send this sensation of relaxation all the way down the backside of your body, back down to the feet. And in a moment, not yet, but a moment, we'll take another big, deep cleansing breath in. Not yet. I'll tell you when. And when we do, you will enter an even deeper level of relaxation. And so now, from the back of the neck, as you place your attention there, up over the back of your head, all around the crown area, the comforting continues, flowing down over the forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing, relaxing, comforting now, and letting go. And now, with one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, becoming twice as comfortable as you already are. And so, as you drift a little deeper now, the door of imagination opens, where you begin to imagine sort of drifting down even deeper into the center of yourself, at the deepest center, where it is so serene and comforting, and all around you is this sensation of calm comfort. And so, in this deepest center place within, there is the sense of despair. It's a kind of recovery. It's a renewed hope. Despair is here for you. And with that experience taking place right now, which also helps to bring more clarity for you, there is this sense of that something within that knows you very, very well, at the center core of you, a wisdom for you that wants to come forward with a message for you today. Some sort of special message that may have been something you've been wanting or needing. Even now, in this deepest comfort, all cozy and warm, in the deepest center place where healing is happening within you, something more is on its way for you. And as you open to allow it, as you're open to allow the gift from within, everything softens from within and from without. And opening up to receive and allow is softening all the edges, smoothing them out. Despair is working for you. And a deeper, relaxed comfort begins to occur. As now, it's simply all about listening. Listening with the heart to hear something precious about you and the extra special message from something within that knows. There's something about trust. Trusting that something within that knows to deliver the just right message for you. And as you're in this deepest place of quiet core comfort, this clarity and despair that's been sort of available all around and all through, the energy of it helps to bring forth something more about trust. And whether it comes now or in a few moments from now, it will come. It always does come. It might even pop into your conscious outer awake life or show up in a dream somewhere. But it will come because you are listening from your heart and you'll hear in your mind what that something within wants you to know. Something about trust and more becomes yours to imagine and visualize about. And drifting deeper and deeper now. In this quiet calm, where all negatives have dissipated and disintegrated. There's something about a self-renewal from that despair and the clarity that comes, increasing the trust within. That self-assured confidence, perhaps opening another door from within you, where you begin to imagine and get a sense of something more important that could be valuable for you. As though the imagination door opens a little wider now, always allowing more images to freely come forward, and particularly in this comfort, allowing any or all of the senses to bring forward. And this is where trusting has increased. To bring forward a sense of an image that stands for your best self. The self perhaps most wanted to be freely let it arise. Bring it to life. In the mind's eye, as with all images, perhaps visualizing or imagine it, it comes into being and becoming aware of this best self-image, accepting and welcoming it without editing. Simply allow the image to be the best self. Now, trusting that your mind is bringing it about in a way that you can discern more about it. And since more clarity has occurred, and we've had some renewed hope from our despair, it's easy and effortless to notice what is this best self-image like. How does it move? The posture. How does it sound? How is the image dressed? This is you, the best self-image that perhaps has been wanted to be. Observe with sort of a neutral detachment so that you can truly get the clarity of it. Trust it. What are the essentials that this image projects? The essential characteristics. What's the energy like of this best self image? What do you notice that speaks to you about endurance? Endurance on the part of the best self image. Would radiantly healthy self be part of this best self-image? And as you begin to notice the qualities of the best self, it becomes clearer and clearer. And you begin to get a sense of the attitude of this image of the best. And how does this best self-image seem to be feeling as you notice about it? How does it seem to be feeling? And in coming to know about this image, as you're observing it now, how does it feel for you emotionally to be with the best self image? Continue to closely observe this image. And if you could name just one essential thing that really makes it be the best self-image, what would that one essential thing be? Would it be the clarity or the trust or the ability to create abundance? Would it be the endurance exhibited? Or would it be something else? The one essential thing that really makes it be? Would it be that radiantly healthy something about the best self-image? What's that one essential thing that really makes it be the best self? What can be appreciated or valued about this image? And when you know that now, thinking and feeling and connecting to all of what has been viewed or imagined about the best self-image, when you're ready now, let's prepare to merge into the best self-image. Just comfortably, calmly, allowing, trusting, and if it feels right, go ahead and merge, imagining to become this self that is the best as it was wanted to be. And notice what this is like. How does it feel? What does the world seem or feel like from this perspective? As this image, taking time to notice how it feels to be the best self, and noticing where it seems those essentials are located. Do they center or concentrate somewhere within? Allow those essentials to spread throughout the whole being, and all around and all through, radiating outward positively. And now bringing back from this experience, bringing back whatever was positive about this experience, feeling that spread all around and all through and the radiating outward of it. And now, moving back out of the image, having experienced the sense of the best self, and now back to yourself again, what are the differences? Are there differences? What is the same? What are the major discoveries? And perhaps now, if it feels right, let's put the best self-image within, as though that best self-image, you could just bring it within, put it just in the right place within you, knowing that the discoveries found are sorting out in just the right way to become at one with the best self-image. And now, imagining being at the top of your symbolic staircase, let's reinforce the best self is ever evolving from within and becoming at one with that idea that it's happening and continues to happen, providing all of what is needed and wanted, whether it's clarity or despair or abundance or endurance or trust or more, that each and every step down this symbolic staircase of yours is reinforcing the positives of the best self, radiantly healthy you, within, without, and all around. Every step reinforces it all. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. Then this deeper place, we already know negatives have long ago dissipated. And now the focus is only on the positive. And going forward now, what is focused on follows. So becoming more comfortable and familiar with the best self within you, all around you, the whole being responds positively. Abundance becomes easy and effortless. Endurance, right there, all the time. Trust in what's important for you to be trusting in. Clarity, always there. And now with that despair, that renewed hope, there's only going forward in such a positive way. And so now, at zero, as we reinforce the positives of the best self and more that you found here today, reinforcing the good and the positive and the true of it all, and bringing it back into conscious outer awake life, now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, such a wonderful sense of well-being, wholly and completely at one with the best you. It is you, right here, right now, in this moment, going forward. Four, more alert and awake. One, two, three, four. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.